This is File 100. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is July 9th, 2015. I am seriously interviewing Tom O'Loughlin with chiming in by Martin Whelan and his good wife, Bonnie. And I'm going to ask Tom questions that go back to his childhood, his career, and we're all going to have a good time. But I'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Thomas James Olaf.
Your birth date? And I know it's 1926.
July 22.
And you were born Sharon Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
I cribbed that from your first interview.
Okay.
Your parents' names?
Thomas and Elizabeth, E-L-I-S, not a Z.
What was her maiden name?
Simmons.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
What kind? How many? And their names?
Elizabeth, E-L-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine.
With a K?
Yep. And Winifred. But if you call her Winifred, she will shoot you. Her nickname is Una, U-N-A.
All right.
I don't...
Huh?
Go ahead.
How did they get
Una out of Winifred?
It's Irish.
Irish
translation.
Right. Okay. Where did you go to school?
Salisbury Central. And Housatonic. And a small private school, because my mother thought I would learn more than I was sent to a private school. Name was Billard, B-I-L-A-R-D, in New London, Connecticut.
B-I-L-L-A-R-D, in New London.
Right.
She put you as far away from home
That's
as possible.
Right. I was a devil.
You still are.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you showed me a picture of your father's class, or the 1933 class, that was at the...
that's my class.
That's your class.
Yeah. 1933?
1933.
Yeah, that was mine.
And you said that you could name all of the teachers.
I could name all of my grade school teachers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did you have in first grade?
Hazel Flynn.
Was she a relation to Jack Flynn?
No, she was...
Different Flynn.
Different Flynn and her... she was related to selectman Abe Martin.
Oh, all right. Okay.
She's Abe Martin's daughter, right?
Huh?
She's Abe Martin's sister.
Abe Martin's sister?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you have in second grade?
Bette Matheson. You're related, yeah?
Yep, that was my aunt.
Yeah.
Number grade three.
Ham. I can't remember his first name.
Francis.
Could be.
Fran LeMoyne.
Yeah.
Fran LeMoyne. Yeah.
No, she was ham then.
Everybody wanted to be in third grade because you always wound up going to the Jigger Shop for ice cream.
Do you know why the Jigger Shop was named the Jigger Shop?
Haven't the slightest idea.
Nobody else does either. I have been researching that.
I'm glad I'm in the group.
Oh, you're in the group. Okay, fourth grade.
Oh, dear. Fourth grade. Oh, Miner. What's her name?
Oh,
Betty Miner.
Betty
yeah.
Miner.
Yeah.
Fifth grade?
Mrs. Eggleston.
Oh, yes. Sixth grade? Now, you said you had Mrs. Eggleston for 2 years.
She was fifth and eighth.
Okay.
And, I was there too. My mom passed. I'll tell you later on what I think about
it. Okay. Seventh grade?
That's all right. You're doing beautiful.
No, pass and I'll come back to it.
And I can fill it in with other people.
When I think of it.
Who was the principal or the head of the school? Did Mrs. Eccleston run it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And before that, Loring, I think, was before that.
He was the principal, right?
Yeah, Loring.
Loring.
Right. He lived up on Lakeview Avenue.
Now, were you ever in the lower building for school?
Up on the hill. We went there for
7th and 8th grade.
7th and 8th grade, right? We moved up there. Yep.
The reason I'm trying to be specific is because there was a move from the Lakeville school, where the post office is, to the lower building, and so I'm trying to date that.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, you did very well. Tell me about Ore Hill Village. Now, you mentioned you showed me a picture of the Ore Hill basketball, and the building that's now where Arnoff is.
Yeah.
What was in the village at Ore Hill? I know about the school, but were there a general store or shops or anything like that, or was it just residential?
Just residential, to the best of my knowledge. The little building going up Ore Mine Road on the left, first building, used to be the paymaster's building for the ore mine people that worked in the pit.
Okay, as you go up Ore Mine off
44.
It's got Victorian gingerbread on the porch of it.
Yes, first.
Yep, I know which one that one is. Elmer Erickson used to live in that house.
Right, yeah.
Well, this is how I learn.
She's telling me more than I know. Miss Wilson was one of my... Miss Wilson was 7th grade, I think. And
you'll come up with the other one. And I've got a picture of the basketball club. Did the Ore Hill boys have other sports clubs? Did they have a baseball team? Did they have a band? Or was it just basketball?
All I know was basketball.
Okay.
They could have had others.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the Mayans had a pig farm?
It was over there someplace.
Yeah, it's way out toward, it goes toward Millerton.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Pigtown.
Pigtown.
I didn't know that till I was doing Michael Flint. And he said Pigtown. And then I called up Russell Hogue and I said, have you ever heard of Pigtown? Oh, yeah. And then I called Mike Meehan to get an oral history from him, and I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'll work on it. But, this is how it goes. You know, I knew about Strawberry Hill, but I didn't know about Pigtowns. Learning all the time. Now, Martin said your father was postmaster in Lakeville?
No. My uncle, Joseph, was postmaster longer ago.
Okay.
And then his wife, Marie, he had a stroke and wasn't able to continue, so she became postmaster.
Can you give me some years?
Oh.
No?
And then I think after my aunt was Fred Constantine, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
Yeah. And then after Fred was Joanne Buckwheelon.
I didn't get that.
After Fred Constantine, it was Buckwheelon, Joanne. Martin's father. And Martin followed him.
I remember that. It was real hard to buy stamps when Martin was on the window.
And a sidebar with Mr. Martin Whelan was that when I was working there as the janitor, Martin decided that he wanted to build or paint a white line across one wall. And the purpose for the white line was he wanted to practice his tennis strokes.
It's true.
And one time...
I do it during my lunch breaks. Yeah.
In the basement?
In the basement,
yeah.
It was a bright red line, yeah. And it was just 3 feet off the floor,
yeah.
And I used to go in that huge room down there.
Really?
He couldn't hear me doing it.
No. And then one day, an inspector came from Hartford and went down to the cellar and asked, by chance, Martin what that line was for. And Martin said, well, you remember the flood? That's where the water was.
That's what I thought. It was the flood of 55. That,
yeah.
That was the water line.
Oh, my God.
Creative.
Right? Yeah, I was like, wait, what am I doing?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. And one of the rewards that I think that all of the people that worked at the post office when Buck and Martin were the postmasters, to me, it was one of my most enjoyable jobs.
You always were happy when I saw you in the post office. You know, you always had a smile on your face and very cheerful.
Well, I try to be. I try to remember everybody's name.
Yep.
When they came in,
yep.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had a good group.
Yeah, we had the best group.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep.
It was fun to go to work.
It was. It really was.
It was fun to go to work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fortunate. I could say the same thing. You know, I really enjoyed teaching.
Martin, you remember Martin a long time ago, Ed Gear was working there from a used to live across the street, Many Gables Tea Room. He worked in there, and Ed Carter worked in there.
Yeah.
And who else? Somebody else was in there, too. Oh, God.
Well, you've lost me on that one. Who was Ed Gear?
He and his wife had the building where Borden Real Estate was. Him and his wife had a room for rent, almost like a bed and breakfast, I guess it was.
Oh, okay.
And then he had a tea room there.
Is that where they had like ice cream, that sort of thing?
I don't remember that.
But I knew that it was a restaurant or a food service of some sort.
Tony Gentile started their
apothecary stop came in after
it was in the Borden building first, and then it went across the street.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to own that too first before Al Borden bought it.
Oh,
Al Borden bought it from my dad because we longer ago when my grandfather Dr. Simmons came up out of Brooklyn, who was an eye doctor. He retired in the height of the Depression in 1929 and bought the house called Rosewood.
Where was Rosewood?
The building on the same side as the bank on the opposite side of the brook. You know the brook?
The one where the fence keeps getting knocked down.
Yeah.
It used to be Dr. Noble's house at one time?
Yeah. My mother still refers to it as the walking house.
Okay, but that was what Rosewood was?
I didn't know that.
That's what my grandfather named it, Rosewood.
Because Rosewood means something. It's in my index.
Yeah, there's all kinds of roses back there then.
Ah,
and
okay.
Then, yeah, because Dr. Noble bought it from my dad.
Now, I know I've got Dr. Simmons in my index.
Yeah, that's my grandfather.
He was an eye doctor.
Right, that's my grandfather.
And I think it was mentioned in Vern Hardy's oral history.
Could be.
I think he used to play with someone that lived in that area.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure.
All righty.
Yeah.
Martin? Who was the good group that you were working with that you said was such fun?
Oh, my gosh.
And can you tell me, when did you become postmaster? Do you know? You know, this is what I try to do the dates so that people have a clue. And I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't spring it on him, but revenge is sweet.
When did my father retire? I did the same year my father retired.
Yeah, so do you.
Long before he died.
I want to say 1979.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That's when your dad died?
Yeah. My dad died in 84. He retired
He retired in 79?
Yeah, and he passed away in 1984.
So you took over about in 79?
I think it was 79.
Okay, and how long did you work at the post office in Lakeville? I know you got down to Litchfield, but...
Oh, gosh, 27 years.
Okay, that's great. And other than our friend Tom here, who else? Donnie Allen.
Dick Barton.
Oh, yeah.
Gilford Robinson.
Yeah. Everybody called him Robbie.
Gilford.
That was his first name, huh?
Robinson. Okay. And everybody called him what, Robbie?
Robbie. Everybody called him Robbie.
Him I don't remember.
He was the African American that worked for him.
Oh, gee, he was nice.
He was a lovely guy.
Oh, he was lovely.
He was a nice guy.
Then,
pleasure to work with.
When I came to town in 67, it must have been your father that was postmaster.
Yes.
Now, my story with the post office, I was going to be a teacher at Salisbury Central, and I was coming into town in 1967, so I had to get a place to live. And I didn't know anything, but there was an ad in the paper for an apartment in the Holly Block. And so I went into the post office, and I asked where the Holly Block was. And I don't remember who the gentleman was at the window, but he said, are you going to be working in town? And I said, yes, I'm going to be a teacher. And he said, you do not want to be in the Holly Block. Let me give you Jim Vale's name. And I wound up at Jim Vale's. Yeah. But that's how. Yeah. Because of that nice gentleman in the post office. So.
Well, he didn't steer you wrong.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But I, you know, someone new coming into town, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so the town's always been very, very special to me for a lot of reasons.
You know how they used to keep the dust down in the hallways and the stairwells at the Holly Block?
No.
Huh? Uh-uh. Mop and move the wheel. That's the truth. They bopped him a little.
Oh, well, yeah, that would keep the dust down.
That's when, what's his name? The plumber.
Miller.
Harry Miller. Oh, yeah.
He owned it.
That's right. He had a plumbing shop in the underneath.
That's right. And he had, every once in a while, he'd mop it lightly with oil so to keep the dust down. Of course, he didn't realize he was making a big tinder box. Back in those days, nobody knew, you know.
Were there apartments in the Holly Block at one time? Yeah, there were.
I lived there. I'll tell you about it. I lived on the first floor. Well, it'd be the first floor.
So the stairs, I remember going, going to babysit for Kathy.
Yeah, great big white, remember how white?
They were huge. They must have been 10 feet wide, the staircase.
So you could get your furniture in and out.
Yep. I remember walking up those stairs.
Yeah, and God, it's comical. I think about it now. Harry Stanton, good friend of mine, painted my apartment for me. My wife then wanted green, so we had green painted in the living room. And then he took a sponge and he daubed a darker green on the light green.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle came in. Oh, what's his uncle's name? Tom. Come in, and he says, what the hell are you doing with the goddamn bear tracks on the wall?
Is that the Tom Stanton used to collect?
Yeah.
In the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't thought about him in the years.
He was such a
nice man.
He'd been visiting the bottles.
I've been known to have it cut.
Oh, jeez. I broke out laughing. I couldn't quit. Oh, dear.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad you got this conversation going.
Well, you know, one of the nice things with a group is that one feeds off the other. And if I'm smart enough to remember who's saying what. we got to do baseball.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Your dad coached?
Manager, coach, whatever you want to call it.
What was the name of the team or league? Was it the Tri-State?
Tri-State, yeah.
It was the Interstate League at that time.
Interstate League, that's right, it was. Interstate.
And then it became Tri-State?
Yeah, before the war.
Yeah.
Which war?
W-2.
Well, just checking.
The Civil War. Oh, dear God. It was fun. I was the bat boy.
I'm going to ask you about that. Do you have any good bat boy stories?
Well, we used to, the team used to go once in a while to Copac Falls and play under the lights.
Ooh.
And there was a hotel and a bar.
Old Sapple House.
And there was a bar there.
What was the name of that one?
Old Sapple House.
How do you spell that one?
I have no idea, because I remember being there when Dad used to play. We used to get soys.
I'm going to have to call him, because I'm not going to be able to understand some of these words. Okay.
Is it like in old or O-L-E? Old Sapple.
What
I've got is H-O-S-A-P-P-L-E, Hosapple. I'm doing it phonetically.
That's close.
But okay. That's what they call it. I don't know how to spell it.
I can usually fake the spelling.
There was intense, serious
rivalry
back before the war. Unbelievable. Between the different towns.
Oh, yes. You know? Oh, yes. That's come across.
And from the nearest thing I can remember is that there's a fellow named Dresser, John Dresser, who used to live on the end of Indian Mountain School Road, and he was a German, and he used to raise flowers and vegetable seeds and sell them like anything like that. And there's word that one thing he always did, he raised four-leaf clovers. And he would give each player on the Lakeville team a clover to put in the brim of his cap for good luck. And it's been understood on occasion there's been financial miners betting being concerned. And at one game, they said that it was over $1,000 bet on Lakeville.
A lot of money changed hands during some of those games.
And that's a lot of money back then.
That's in the 30s, for God's
sake. Yeah, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's understood that there was supposed to be over $1,000 bet on one game.
Wow.
And I think, if I remember right, the game was between Canaan and then Lakeville. I'm not positive, don't quote me, but that's the game that everybody... Another thing about Canaan was that there was a game scheduled for Lakeville one time, and it was raining, so they called it off. So the next time they met with Canaan to meet on the Canaan part, on the Canaan ball field, all of the basemen played first, second, and third, and the catcher and the pitcher all went out on the field, and they all carried an umbrella, and they opened them up and put them on all the bases and on the pitcher's mound to tell Canaan, you know, what did you think of your rain taker?
that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I remember I called Martin because I was doing somebody, and I don't remember who, and they were talking about the four Whalens.
Yep.
Brick and Buck and Turk and Babe.
Right. Yep.
All right. What's the real name of Brick?
Thomas.
Thomas, right.
Thomas Francis Whalen.
Thomas Francis. All right. Buck?
Joseph Anthony.
Joseph Anthony. Turk.
James Patrick.
Yep.
Babe.
John William. John William. Yep.
And the reason that I ask is because if somebody is researching the Whalens, this gives them the genealogical, the real name, the nickname is great, but you can't do genealogical research if you're trying to look up Brick Whalen. You know, and so this is why I really try to pinpoint the buildings, the years, the names.
And Brick Whalen was on the front page of the Daily News in New York City when he came home on vacation. He was wearing his military uniform.
Right. I forgot.
And I forget how many papers they sent up from New York to sell up here in this area.
Oh!
And it was all sold out. They're looking for more. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, I remember something about him in New York City, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
And it was the whole front page of the New York News, the Daily News, and it was whole picture of him. Had his trench coat on his arm and his little whatever.
My mother told me that from that. Now that you mentioned from that picture, he got a job as a model for Abercrombie and Fitch.
That's right.
I don't know how long he did it, but
what was his service?
He was in the Army.
Rank?
I think retired as a colonel.
Ooh, a bird. Ooh.
He spent his entire life. I mean,
that was his career.
That was his career.
All right. Anything more you want to add on baseball, or should we move on to your work at Hotchkiss?
No. Let's see. I can't think of all. I can think of a lot of things, but not that important.
Well, you worked at Hotchkiss for a while.
Right.
What did you do?
I ran their post office and eventually added on the shipping and receiving. And for a sideline, I used to have to go around the buildings and restock the Coke machines and take the money out and all that good stuff.
How long did you work at Hotchkiss?
How long did I work there? 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, before you came down.
It was
all of that time.
Yeah.
It was
when?
All that.
Yeah. When? Got any ideas?
When they come to work down?
70s?
No, you retired in what? 19? When did you retire?
I retired 29 years ago. I retired.
I'll say 30 years ago. Go back up for these. 85? 85, 30 is 15. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you came to me, I came to the Lakeville Post Office in. God, you were there more than. You were there. 10 years?
Yeah.
More than that.
More than that.
I remember you bought back all the time that you. Because at one time, Tom was the rural carrier. That was years before me.
Yeah. During the 40s, I was the rural carrier. Yeah.
And then he went.
What was your route?
Route number one.
One. The only one we had.
Only one we had, right side. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then I.
What was the area then?
All
of the town that.
All of the town of Lakeville, yeah.
All of Lakeville.
Yeah. Well, I skipped into Sharon, part of Sharon for a little bit too, remember?
Skipped over the line, huh?
Down by Doug Road.
Doug Road there, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then from there, After I decided that the grass was greener on the other side of the fence, I guess I want to say, and I went to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and ran a bar room and restaurant for my father-in-law for a while.
Where in Pittsfield?
Winona
Lenox. Street?
Lenox.
Oh, where in Lenox?
It was actually on Route
7?
7, yeah.
Yeah. Right on the border between Pittsfield?
Yeah.
And?
Right,
okay.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. There's a shopping center there now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, it's where you go down that long hill and go across. And it's right there.
Yep.
Right there by that. And that, it's now, I think it's a candle shop now, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes.
Yankee
Candle.
Yeah,
is it?
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Boy, it used to be a really good restaurant there, and then it became something else, I think. It was the Lennox House.
Yeah, Lennox House, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't have anything to do with the Springs up in... No, though that was another
Springs
good one.
Springs was up north first.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That was a good one.
That was a good one, too, yeah.
Is that how you got into catering?
I guess so. I don't know. I've been like...
There's a lot of things in your life.
I'm like that stuff behind a horse.
How long did you do the catering? That one I didn't know about. I knew about some of the other stuff, but.
God, it must have been. Well, there was Tony Haynes, John Harney, George Ernst, and myself.
I can't write that fast.
Okay.
Tony Haynes, John Harney.
George Ernst, and myself. We had about 5-6 years probably total.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tony was at the track.
Yeah.
How long she was there.
Can you remember the name
of the business? Salisbury Fair.
Salisbury Fair, right.
Oh, I remember that. Because I wasn't in a position to have anything catered. Poor school teacher. Okay. Tony Haynes,
That's a girl's name.
That was a girl.
With an I then.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
John Harney, was he connected with the White Hart at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And George Ernst had the Shagway Market. And then what was your specialty?
You were working for the post office at that time.
You were moonlighting.
I was dual mooning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty. Can you give me some dates as to when you were doing that? I know this is always the hard part, but.
Well, it was right around the time I was getting ready to retire.
Exactly, yeah.
So it would be in the 80s?
A couple of years in the post office, then years after the post office.
So it would be mid-80s-ish?
Yeah.
That would
be right.
Okay, and was it after the catering that you opened the card and gift shop?
I had that before.
Oh, you had that before? Oh, all right.
It was Hallmark cards.
Yep.
In the building where Harvey used to live.
Did you build that addition?
No, I think it was built for the
Litchfield Bank?
Litchfield Bank, yeah.
Because I had an argument with somebody that was where the Litchfield Bank was originally. Oh, no, no.
And Hines was his last name that was the manager.
Sid Hines.
Sid Hines.
Yep, my husband ran into him with his Lincoln. I remember that one.
He lived up in his
house was called Hines Quarters.
Hines Quarters. Where the Hickeys used to live.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's Hickey House, right. And I can remember the Hickeys walking down the hill and going across where the quarry was there.
That's how to get to town, right? That was a shortcut.
Yeah.
A real shortcut.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
I can still remember where that path was.
Yeah, I can, yeah. I visualize it all the time. Once in a while, I wake up.
Right by the pond and up that hill. And you come.
That's a steep hill.
Yes, it was. Sure. Very steep.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
But there was a definitely worn path there.
Well, everybody lived. Down the swim, too.
Yeah, which way? In the quarry.
Yeah.
Which quarry?
Yeah, everybody up there walked
behind down. Tom's house there.
That was the ore pit.
Which ore pit? Davis?
No. I forget what they call it.
Does it have a name?
I don't think it had a name.
I think it was just called the ore pit.
All right,
where did you live in front of the ore pit? What street did you live on?
Main Street. Going back to the Simmons House property.
It's back of what used to be Dr. Noble's house.
Dr. Noble's.
It's way back in the...
All the way back. It's about, I think it's maybe 10, 12 acre piece of property.
Yeah.
That didn't have a name.
That didn't have a name.
I never heard... We just called it the Orpid.
Because Davis was by Salisbury Central.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know where the Chatfield and the Ore Hill...
And
those were the only three that I knew of right in the Lakeville area.
There's one back in there.
Oh, the swimming hole.
That property has all been subdivided. Houses up in there now.
Yeah.
But we used to back there on the left, on the right hand side, it sloped up, and we used to build a ski jump there, and break our necks.
On the hill.
To the
right of where the path was.
Right, yeah, right.
That's right. There was a ski. Yeah.
Sure. Right.
You were real daredevils, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now it's all covered with trees.
Oh, sure. Well, I think some of the things that I did when I was growing up scared myself witless. You know, nothing I do now, but when you're young, you get into a lot of mischief, which is great.
That's when you're supposed to do it.
I know. I'm still waiting. What else would you like to tell me about? I don't know.
Well, you had a bartending business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do that one.
I bartended
private parties.
By the ton. Martin was along most times. I'd wind up with Martin helping me.
Yeah, he's just do a lot of.
I've been to a couple that you and Tom were.
Some caterers would get our names if out of town.
Yeah.
We would bartend for that caterer.
For the caterer.
Did you go down to New Jersey with me that time?
No, I never went that far. I went to Poughkeepsie one time.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to the St. Benedictine Hospital. Remember
right,
we did that party?
Yeah.
We had the best time. We were rolling those tables up those stairs where they had round tables, and they didn't have an elevator.
No.
The elevator wasn't in service, so we had to use a round table, so we just rolled them up these flights of stairs.
Oh, shades of a misspent youth, Bonnie. You're learning a lot, aren't you?
And one time I went down to a winery in New York someplace, and somebody went with me. I forget. I think Don Stevens maybe went with me. And we did a thing down there for a winery one time. But I bartended in a few bars around here. I worked at the White Hart. I worked at the Stagecoach. I worked at the Gateway. They had that little room up, building up in back, but that was a bar room. When Conley was it? Then Conley had the Gateway.
That was after the big hotel, the big Gateway sort of closed down. That's right.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that was left that actually was in business.
There was a little bar up there.
Yeah, you're right.
Who owned the Gateway at that time?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And I worked for a while at the Sharon Inn, where the monument is. There used to be a big, great big inn there down the Sharon.
Mm-hmm. That's gone now, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. I worked there bartending. And I worked for Dick Hamsey, who had the hotel over in Canaan. What's the name of that? Do you know where the Gear nursing home is? And then there's that apartment house there right alongside it.
That's right. That used to be a
hotel, right. Dick Hamsey had it, and I used to bartend there for him.
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, I can't either.
You guys have got homework to do.
I'd forgotten that. When I was a kid, that was a hotel.
Yeah.
Now it's apartments, right?
It's apartments. Yep,
it's apartments.
Where else
did I bar? This man got around.
Farnham Tavern used to have a bar.
Yeah, the Farnham Tavern.
Underneath there, remember?
Yeah. Yep. Remember, the last time I was talking to you, you told me that there was I don't remember it, but I thought, wow, there was a car dealership behind the Farnham Apartments.
Yeah. It's not behind the apartment. You know where the Farnham Apartments is? And then there's the cement wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there's an alleyway.
It's back there.
Goes in there. My dad and my uncle used to sell Hudson Terraplanes.
Right, right.
And in that building, along with the dealership, was naturally a repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy named Marty Goggins who had a little restaurant in there. I think there was four stools at the little counter. And also in that building was two bowling lanes.
Yeah.
Duck pins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad and my uncle had some fingers in on that at the time. And then my uncle had a meat market. I don't know if you know that or not.
I do.
Okay, where the Holly Block used to be. And Tim O'Loughlin's was in.
What was the name of the meat market? Was it O'Loughlin's?
Yeah, O'Loughlin's. I don't know if I still got the leg of Bill's, Bill has from him.
Well, if you have, I would appreciate one.
I'll send you up one. If
I still have them. I still have them.
You know, that stuff that you sent me, or actually Kathy brought it up to me with the baseball picture, which was like everybody.
Yeah.
That when I took that to Joe. What's the name?
Meehan.
Meehan. Mm-hmm. And he reproduced that.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that. He sent that through the email to the
journal.
No, to the
archives.
The archives. The Academy Bill.
Yeah, that's where the archives are.
Before I got home.
Now, was that the ball team 1938?
1938.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is going to be in Sarum 2 as the head of my baseball section.
Oh, good. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, I am thrilled.
Yeah.
I am thrilled because I was going through stuff with Catherine and I found this wonderful picture of the baseball team. And I try to do pictures, you know, the local stuff, and that's perfect.
And all the names are underneath it, right?
Yep.
Why I went to Joe Meehan, because I wanted to reproduce that digitally and get the names. A lot of people would reproduce the picture, but they couldn't get the names in. And he just quoted, I don't know how
Scott did it. Scott is the one that told you.
Yeah, that's right. Scott,
take it.
My son, Scott.
Yep. I remember your son, Scott, and I remember your daughter, Tammy.
Take it to Mr. Meehan, or Joe Meehan.
Yep.
Because he does a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I know he does. I know he does.
He worked with.
Yep, but, I am so pleased. I really am, because I didn't have the background on that particular picture, but I've got, I've got Rusty Chandler on baseball. I've got Steve Griggs talking about Frank MacArthur, Senior.
Well, I played with Steve Griggs.
I've got Dave. Oh yeah, you're mentioned. I've got Dave MacArthur on his dad.
Frank is such a nice guy.
And those are the three that I can remember off the top of my head. But I've got this really neat section. I think it's a neat section on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And this picture was perfect. Really great. All right, my dear. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with me, or shall we give you a rest and let you drink your coffee that's probably now cold?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let's give it a rest for a bit, shall we?
You're the boss.
Okay.
I'm just going to the right.
Okay, well, let's give you a rest for a bit.